Disney the first gay moment for a character? Seems Kuwait says, no thank you. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darling. This is Radio Wasteland, your Northern California radio show about all things that matter. Things such as ghosts, aliens, UFOs, and tonight, mediums. If you don't know what a medium is, it's a medium psychic, and I'm not entirely sure.
As opposed to a great psychic or pretty good psychic.
Right, yeah. It's a moderate.
We had to make that joke at some point. I figured it was best to just get it out of the way, and then we can move on to weightier things.
On a psychic, she's a 5. right. She's in the middle. I'm not entirely sure what the difference between a psychic and a medium is. I guess a psychic could read my mind, and a medium communicates with spirits.
Right. I think they're more channelers than, you know, receivers of thought, right.
So I wonder if it's common that one is both a psychic and a medium.
I would think they would go well together, you know, two professions that would probably mesh a little bit.
Right, and you know, I don't know the science of passing on, or if there even is a science to passing on, but you know, I have a mind, or I like to think I do, one that could be read by a psychic, and if I were to pass on and stay as some kind of a spirit, maybe my mind would stay, therefore moving it to the label of medium, even though it's still the same mechanism that's making it happen.
Indeed. I myself would admit to being a staunch materialist. I would not separate the mind and the brain. I'm in the category of the brain is meat that makes things that are a lot like thought. And
so you do not believe in...
Well, see, that's a complicated question, though, because...
Well, yeah, it is, but I mean, you just said that it's just a chunk of meat that makes some thoughts, so...
That's true, but on the... I don't believe or not believe in mediums, even though I've thought about psychic stuff a lot, and I've just never considered that question, because I don't think it matters very much.
Yeah, I have, you know, as anybody who is possibly a regular listener has possibly figured out, I am a horror movie fanatic, and so I have thought about psychics and mediums quite a bit.
Indeed.
What do you think of, you know, telepathy? Because, I mean, wouldn't that be a psychic? Let's take mediumship out of it.
Okay, here's what I would say about just psychics in general. It bugs me when people take some things way, way too seriously. So, you could say, oh, you know, psychics, they're all charlatans, or they're all frauds, or whatever.
Right.
And I would say, okay, but you could also say, parents are liars, Santa Claus isn't real.
Whoa, man. Kids are listening.
Well, I'm saying about psychics, regardless of the truth of their predictions, mediums do a public service by bringing a little bit of wonder and mystery to our otherwise gray, existentially stultifying lives.
That is depressing. But I think I agree with you. That even if it isn't real.
Exactly.
I appreciate the...
Well, this is why I can say, well, the brain
pageantry
is...
The
brain
situation.
Is the brain and the, all that, but I can't say I don't not believe in mediums.
Right. This is one of those things that, you know, that... Well, I think the general thought is that the wealth of things that we do know is far overshadowed by the wealth of things that we do not know. And so it's easy for somebody, you know, every time I hear somebody who's just all, no, that's totally not real. I'm just, you know, it automatically switches me to devil's advocacy where I'm just all, well.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, you know, my argument for atheism, you know, I personally am agnostic. I don't really know what I believe. But but when somebody says, oh, I'm an atheist, I'm just all, well, how do you know there's nothing?
Yeah.
Did God lean down and be all, psst, I'm not here.
That's not even what bothers. I would consider myself an agnostic, too, but what I would say to someone who's like, oh, no, there's no God, I'm like,
yeah, that's a
chill, right?
Right,
that's what I would say. Just don't take it so seriously. Do you have to suck
the fun?
Exactly. Yeah, How can you live without wonder or awe or all of those kinds of things?
Right, and I think that's a, you know, one thing I was thinking about is, you know, why exactly did... You, me, Joe, Chris, the people who take part in this show, Matt Locke from our first episode. why do we care? Why do we care about these? For me, it was definitely fantasy has always been something I cared about. I considered myself artistic and, you know, always wanting to write stories and stuff like that. And so as I read stories and followed things, I found out that some of these are supposedly true.
Yeah.
And it started to pique my interest in taking fantasy outside of my own brain and seeing if there was some fantasy out there in the world. Is that similar to why
I think I would say I'm similar. I have been accused from a very young age of having a fairly overactive imagination.
as dismal as it is.
And I mean that's completely true. I'm very skeptical on one level, but on the other level, I couldn't do without mediums or ghosts or UFOs. You know, I couldn't live in a world that was just so figured out.
Right.
How boring.
Who was it, like Winston Churchill or somebody during World War II? They wanted to cut funding to the arts to support the war effort. Mm-hmm. And Winston Churchill's response was, well, then what are we going to war for?
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, you got to have something to do when the day's over.
And
know?
I'm sure the medium will come on and this will be, like, totally patronizing. Oh, we believe, but just, you know, for the masses, you know, we believe in your work, but not in you. But,
well,
but I don't care. That's the way I feel.
I personally am, you know, it's... As lame as it is to make my comparison to Fox Mulder, I really am. I just want to believe things. I don't actually believe anything, but I really want to. So
I want the
pitch. I want to ask the questions. Not that she's coming on to give us a pitch, but I mean, I want to ask the questions and find out more. And I'm always interested. Right. If somebody, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not a religious person, but I think for a non-religious person, I think I have a reasonable knowledge of religion solely because I think it's very interesting.
Yeah.
And I would consider this to maybe be its own spiritual belief. So when we come back from our break, we will be having medium and psychic Suzanne Fried. And she is going to enlighten us as to what goes on in the afterlife and what exactly a psychic is capable of doing. Are you excited?
I am excited.
All right.
Welcome to Radio Wasteland.
Well, then it'll happen.
Yep.
I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Back to Radio Wasteland. Our topic tonight is we are discussing mediumship and psychicness with our guest, Suzanne Freed. Do we have Suzanne on the line?
Yes. Hi, Chauncey.
Hi, Suzanne. How's it going? Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
You did.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for being on our show and being on Last Minute. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Good. Well, I figured we'd start out learning a little bit about you. What is it that you do? Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. Well, for 25 years, I worked as a licensed psychotherapist and down here in the Bay Area, and specialized a lot in grief and loss work. In my early 30s, I had been trained to do psychic readings, but I was just too scatterbrained to go into business for myself, so I put it aside. Although I think any good therapist worth her salt or his salt is really very intuitive. And then at some point I went back to my roots and wanted to start working with people and giving regular psychic readings again. Should I explain what the difference is between the two?
We'll get there, but I'm curious. You were trained?
Yeah, so a good friend of mine went to the Berkeley Psychic Institute, which is down, I guess they have branches all over the place, and At some point, she dropped out, and I had met her at a psychic fair. I had won a prize, a door prize, and got a reading from whoever I chose, and I chose this person, and she gave me a reading. And we became friends later on, and she began doing classes out of her home, so I went to see her and started working with her. My mom was incredibly psychic, but, you know, came from a very different generation. She was born during the Depression, and although she was incredibly psychic herself, it wasn't something that she certainly wanted to develop. And I knew I was psychic, too, but it wasn't something I had formally looked into. So my friend Jan taught me sort of how to tap in and use my energy and, you know, learn how to clear energy after I did readings. And I did it for about a year, and then I stopped doing it. So I went back to my roots doing it in about 2003 when I decided I wanted to sort of shift out of doing psychotherapy and start working again on a different way with folks. So I began doing mostly psychic readings at that time. And I had also had my own experiences having readings and had gone to see a medium for the first time in my life in the early 1990s. My younger brother had passed away during the early years of the AIDS pandemic, and I had many experiences of Richie in spirit. We were very close. He was my kid brother. And a few years after Richie passed away, I went to see a medium, which I'd never done before, and didn't say anything and sat down in the guy's office. And as soon as I sat down, he said, "Oh," he said, "your brother comes and sits on the side of your bed and says hello." And I looked at this guy who knew nothing about me. And that week I had been in my bedroom getting my work clothes out to go to my office to see my psychotherapy clients. And I had felt my brother's presence so strongly, I whirled around and went, "Richie," and looked straight at the side of my bed. And there I was 4 days later in this guy's office having him tell me that my brother had visited me in spirit. And so for me, it wasn't something out of the unusual in terms of being somewhat, familiar with it. But I had never done mediumship readings. I only did psychic readings with folks, which is just a little bit different. So it's just one of the things I do in my life. I perform. I do other stuff, too. But it's certainly part of the work I feel pulled to do in the world as I'm in semi-retirement.
Well, that brings me to, you started to touch down there a little bit on one of the questions that I was going to ask you. And did you know from, like, do you feel that being psychic or slash medium is something that somebody is born with, or can anybody be trained, or is it a combination of the two? And how was that for you? When did you first know?
Well, I think to work backwards from your question, I think when I look back on my life, I see times where I had definitely had psychic experiences when I was young. And had some premonition dreams and sort of, you know, filed them away because there was no framework to put them in. And then in terms of, I think all of us are born really with a lot of intuitive gifts. And I think especially in the Western culture, I think a lot of the time what happens, especially for males, is it gets squashed out of people. You know, women are allowed to have intuition and men aren't. You know,
I'm a firm believer in that as well. I agree with you. I'm a firm believer in that as well. I agree with you.
Yeah,
that men are very squashed in their emotional growth.
Right, and that includes being allowed to have access, you know, to that part of us that sort of, you know, knows or hears a voice inside us as well. Don't go that down that street, or read that book, or, you know, whatever the things are that we sort of brush off in our daily life. So I think when people go to take classes, for those that really have a gift, I think in terms of having maybe a different level of the gift, it certainly helps to sort of begin to give you a framework to work within it so that you can begin to say, wow, this is for real and I'm not going crazy. And I often give readings to clients, and sometimes some people will come in because they just want validation that they're not nuts because they're also having their own experiences. And I think we're all gifted so differently, you know, how we perceive the other side and the experiences we have just as regular psychics reading people's energy, which is a little different than just opening to the other side.
I see.
To be a conduit, you know.
Yeah, well, we hopped right in here, so I didn't have a chance to introduce you to my partner this evening, Sean.
Sidekick.
Apparently, partner is too high of a level.
Too much respect there, but hello.
Hi.
Sean, did you have a question?
Yeah. So I was actually wondering, you mentioned your mother just a moment ago and that she was psychic as well. I'm wondering, how was it in your family? How did they feel about what you do now and that? Did you get encouragement? Did you get pushback?
Well, when my mother was growing up, one of the greatest stories she told me later on when I told her I was studying, you know, I was learning to sort of work with my gifts when I was in my 30s. I'm in my late 60s now, so this is a long time ago. And my mom said, "Don't you remember, Sue?" She said, "You know, Grandma would take me because my mom and my grandma lived alone, and they often moved during the Depression because they couldn't afford their apartment. And she would take my mom with her to suss out the energy of the apartments because she trusted that my mother could pick up whether it was the right place to move to. So in a way, my very devout Jewish grandmother, you know, was really open to the fact that her daughter, you know, which was my mom, was really intuitive, as we would call it.
Is this something that's common for Judaism to accept, or was this mainly your family?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm not an expert on that. I know, like with all religions, there's a mystical arm to every religion. You know, the Christian religion has the Gnostics, and the Jewish religion has the Kabbalah, and the, you know, many of the Hasidim, the very ultra-Orthodox Jews that study the mystical arm of Judaism, and the Muslim religion has Sufism. So every religion has its own mystical arm. I think that's very open to stuff. But my grandmother was just open in general, I think, so we were very lucky. And my mom had some weird experiences with Ouija boards when my dad was in World War II, and she asked where he was, and at that time the mail was being censored, and they would cut out the GI's letters, literally cut words out so that the women at home or whoever was getting the mail wouldn't know what was being said. So she asked the Ouija board what ship my dad was on, because he ended up in the medical corps, and it spelled out the word F-L-O-U-R, and about 3 months later, she got her first uncensored mail from my dad, and he was on the USS Pillsbury, which makes a flower. I know, but it always scared my mom. You know, when I told her I was going to start doing reading, she was like, "Okay, you know, whatever." I mean, she wasn't against it, but it always kind of scared her, that stuff. And I think that's also because of the generation that she grew up in.
Yeah, I'm sure the generation in general. Well, especially through the 50s and 60s, there seemed to be a general desire to belong and fit in and maintain the American dream and progress. And I think anything outside of that might have made one feel maybe ostracized socially. So,
right.
Yeah. So you do this for a living now? You say you're retired?
I work part-time giving readings. Mm-hmm. And I see clients. I usually see anywhere from 6 to 10 a week, and that's about my limit.
I don't know. That's a reasonable workload, I think.
Yeah.
For me, it is. I have a young friend who's in his 30s, and I think he gives over 25 readings a week, and I'd be in the hospital if I tried to do that.
So does it take a lot of it? Is there a physical wear on you? There is a physical wear on you from doing it?
Not so much physical, and I've really learned to clear my energy. It's really, even when I was a psychotherapist, you know, yeah, I sat with some pretty intense, you know, trauma that people had, and you really have to do a lot of self-care when you're in any profession, you know, where you're listening to people's stuff. And so in doing a reading, what I always do is I say a prayer before my clients come in, that this is for their highest good, and when people leave, I do energy clearing. I really clear myself of any way that I've been energetically sort of held on to by the client's neediness or whatever they're looking for, even though that's not a conscious thing on their part.
So it's not necessarily spiritual baggage. It's maybe emotional baggage as well, and just like a therapist might deal with.
What does it feel like to do a reading for someone? Does it... it seems like it's a psychic event, basically. You know, it's extra normal, so I'm wondering.
Yes.
It seems
what
to
is
me,
that experience?
It
like?
Seems to me like this might be a larger answer, and we're about to go
true.
To break here. So why don't
when we
get the answer
back.
To that when we come back? And we are here with Suzanne Fried, psychic and medium, and we're learning everything we can. You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
Times have come here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Come on, baby, better take my hand.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Instruction. Have you ever thought about obtaining firearms training but just can't seem to find the time? Call me at 530-999-1822 for a private class where you and your party can enjoy the finest in firearm safety training on your schedule and at your location. There's never a need for firearms or ammunition. We provide everything. Call Northern Firearms Instruction today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We are talking with medium and psychic Suzanne Fried. Suzanne, before we go on to Sean's question, I think maybe we need some basis here. You were starting to tell us, and we were hoping to know, is there a difference between psychic and medium?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So not all psychics are mediums, but if you're a medium, you're also psychic. And so what does that even mean? A psychic reading is when, like, I don't use tarot cards anymore. I did that years ago, and I don't use anything else. So a psychic reading is when I tune into the client's energy, the person sitting in the room with me. And I'm clairvoyant, so I hear information hopefully only inside my head. I don't hear voices outside. And I see pictures in my head. So I'm reading your energy to see what's going on, and I'm getting information that way. Mediumship is when I allow myself to open up, hopefully, to the other side, and I'm being used to receive information from somebody who's crossed over, left their body, and giving that information to the client that's sitting in the room. A good medium will always give you what we call significators, which are things only you would know. When you first sit down with me, whether you're having a psychic or mediumship reading, I don't want to know anything about you. I don't want you to tell me anything, because then it'll seem like what you've told me I'm reading, and you'll say, wow, I just told you that. So I read cold, which means my eyes are closed in the beginning, so I don't look at your body language for psychic reading especially. I keep my eyes closed throughout the reading a lot with mediumship, because I'm sort of focusing. If you saw me sitting in a reading, I'm leaning to my left, because that's where a spirit seems to come to me when I do mediumship. But not all psychics are mediums. And in the beginning, I only did psychic readings. And one day I was giving a regular reading to someone, and I heard an Irish brogue in my head. And I felt like Whoopi Goldberg in that movie Ghost, although I wasn't a charlatan like she is in the beginning of that meeting. And I'm like, what's going on? And I looked at this woman and I said, I'm hearing an Irish brogue, and it feels like dad energy. And she started to cry, and it was her father who had crossed over. So for whatever reason, for me, the door to the other side opened. And now, I mean, I feel really blessed to do the work, because it really is, I think, sort of a continuation of the grief and loss work I did as a psychotherapist. So does that answer make sense?
Absolutely. Sean's question was, what does it feel like? And I guess we can expand on this to ask, when you're doing psychic as opposed to medium work, does it feel different? Is there a physical or mental haze you go into, anything like that?
Well, I think the difference is that, I never think of it that way. I feel like almost as if my focus becomes much more inner when I'm doing a mediumship reading, in a sense, because I'm really turning inward into sort of what sometimes people might call a higher vibration to allow space for someone to come through. Whereas with psychic reading, I feel like I'm a lot more present with the person sitting. Not that I go away, you know, but there's a way that I feel like I'm much more engaged with who you are. Whereas with the mediumship, I'm much more engaged with somebody that's not even there physically.
So maybe when you're a psychic, you're a microphone, and when you're a medium, you're a speaker. I don't know if
I didn't hear the last part.
When you're a psychic, you're working more as a microphone, picking up what's there and getting the information. But when you're doing the mediumship, you're more of a speaker, where that is coming out of you. Is that maybe
right,
a good comparison?
Sense. Yeah, like
it's very rock band.
Like well, I'm a musician.
Melody.
You know?
like a receiver or a transmitter.
So is this what channeling is?
It's in a way, I think mediumship is a form of channeling, and I'm putting air quotes. You can't see me. I'm sitting here putting air quotes around the word channeling.
Translates well to radio.
That's radio. So yes, I think in some ways you are, because you're receiving these messages not from anything but, you know, the invisible world, in a sense, and bringing it into, you know, sort of, you know, verbalizing it and making it make sense to people. The spirit doesn't always talk in full sentences for me. So does it feel different? You know, Sean asked, how does it feel? There are times when I give a mediumship reading where I feel like my body temperature feels, sometimes it drops, and so I like to make sure that I keep the heat on if it's a cold day, you know, down here in Oakland. And my client might say it's really warm in here, and I'm like, well, yeah, but I get cold when I read. Whereas with a psychic reading, I don't feel that same temperature difference, and it doesn't happen all the time, but enough so that I'm aware of it. And it feels more, and certainly I get, you know, those chills, kind of like when you get a chill when certain things happen. So occasionally there'll be that when something is said and I say it to the client and it feels like a hit, you know, in terms of like, yes, the information I just gave from their person on the other side is really what they needed to hear, and I'll get sort of a validation that way. The thing about readings, which is really interesting, is I don't retain my readings. So if I have a client come see me, And I, with psychic readings, I tell people to wait at least 6 months because if they, their life needs to shift and the information came through is about changing some stuff, you know, coming back in a month isn't going to do it. And I don't want people dependent on me, which is very unethical, I feel, to make them come all the time. But I don't remember my readings. So within a few days, most of, like, less than 1% is left in my brain, and sometimes even less than that. Whereas I can still retain, I still have information in my head from sessions I did 20 years ago because I have that kind of memory.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing it all gets wiped out because I can't hold it anymore, nor do I need to. So it's an interesting phenomenon for me that I forget. I'll remember your face or your name on an email when you contact me, but I'll look at the person and say, you know, I don't remember anything that happened last time we were here. Like, I have had parents. I mean, unfortunately, to me, the hardest mediumship reading is for people whose children have crossed over.
Right.
And I have a couple that came to see me again this year, and they came last year. And I only remembered their faces and nothing, you know, about what happened the first time we sat down.
Is that because you're somewhat, you know, being a lay person when it comes to these things, I kind of view you as sort of giving your body up to, you know, I don't want to use the word possession, but, you know, giving... You know, you're sort of taking a back seat to who you're channeling. Is
right. I think that with mediumship, you definitely are taking a back seat. And I think my personality is much more present when I do psychic reading, for sure. And sometimes I'll gesture and my client will say, wow, my mother did that, you know, or... but I'm very present. I haven't gone away where I have gone to channels who really literally disappear because they're channeling some beings from other planets or whatever. And it's a very different experience. But, yeah, I think you're right spot on when you say it, that in a way I am giving myself over in that way.
That was one of my questions. I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show before you called in, but
no.
I really got interested in this stuff as a scary movie fanatic. And a fantasy movie fanatic in general. I enjoyed a lot of these things, found out some of them were true stories, and, you know, started chasing things to become more
right.
more interested. And so one thing that I've always thought about when it came to channeling and mediumship is that while we may be humans, and maybe there's another planet with some sort of critter going on there, that... I would assume that the afterlife is entirely separate of that, and it's its own place, its own level. I'm not really sure how to quantify
right.
it, but so it always seemed to me like wouldn't somebody who was a medium would have potential to have cosmic knowledge?
Well, I have had those experiences, and you know, I don't know that many people that, you know, I mean, I don't have a lot of friends who do this. My one friend is up in Reading, as you know, and
yeah, Helen.
And colleague, and but I have had my own experiences, which I put a stop to back in the 90s. I began channeling, and it came through my computer. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about it?
Sure, yes. We'd love to hear about it.
Okay, so I was up at like 5 in the morning writing in my journal on my computer. This was, I think, 1990, let's say 91 or 92. And I felt like I was suddenly, and this had never happened, this wasn't something I sought out, and I suddenly felt as if I was hearing words in my head and my hands were being used. And they said, and two things happened. My younger brother came through in spirit, Richie, either right before or after him, which I don't fully remember now. I mean, I wrote a book about it, blah, blah, blah. But they said greetings.
Well, we're about to go on break here. Why don't you tell us the name of that book, and then we can pick up the story after the break. What's the name of the book you wrote about?
Well, the book is called Loving Richie. It's about the channeling I did with my brother and his messages from spirit. And The Envelopes of God was the book that I did about the critters from the star system Sirius.
Okay, well, we'll look into it more. We're going to break here. We're with psychic and medium Suzanne Fried.
I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep,
I couldn't take one more step.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Mark, where is Haven Humane's second Tuesday Dinner Club this month? I'm ready for some home-cooked food.
Dry Creek Station, where they proudly serve steaks, seafood, pasta, 100% Kobe beef hamburgers, and much more.
You can't find a better steakhouse that provides quality, value, and great service.
Please join us on Tuesday, April 11th at Dry Creek Station, just minutes from Reading, where quality and value meet. They have been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals in the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
He was an accident waiting to happen. Most accidents happen at home. Maybe he should have gone out more often. Maybe he should have answered the phone.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. Sean and I are here talking with psychic and medium Suzanne Freed.
You were telling us about some books that you wrote. Do you have a website where people can find out more about you?
Yeah, the envelopes. It's envelopesofgod.com.
Envelopes of God. Hmm. What is that?
Well, is the envelopes of God, actually, the idea came to me from when I was doing that channeling with these people from the star system Sirius, which I had known nothing about. I knew there was a dog star, and that was about the extent of it. And in one of the things that they wrote with me, through me, I don't know how else to put it, they talked to people. That human beings are like envelopes of God, and that I really resonate with that. It's like, you know, we're here in this life, and we have these bodies that we just get to rent for our lifetime while we're here, and then the contents are filled with all this stuff from the divine or God or
higher
power.
Like we each carry our own message?
Yeah, so that was kind of partly what they were talking about with me, and they didn't copyright it, so I took it.
Uh-oh. Hopefully they don't show up for us. So on your website, are people able to purchase your books?
Well, Loving Richie is available through Amazon, and The Envelopes of God isn't I published it briefly in the 90s, and I haven't reissued it, so that's something that's kind of been on the back burner. But they can certainly contact me. I'm available through email, which is envelopesofgod@gmail.com. best way to reach me. Excellent. And my website has a video, you know, interview with me. It also has some of my comedy video stuff because I'm an amateur. I'm famous only in my own mind. Well, I do some performing here.
I think so. That kind of goes for everybody involved here. So I was a musician for years, and I was my biggest fan.
I have kind of a big question, I guess. So what you do is, you know, it's psychic readings, it's mediumship and all that, and it's something that a lot of people just don't believe in. They regard it as something that doesn't exist. And I'm wondering, not even how you react to the skepticism, but just as you who does this and who presumably believes wholeheartedly in it, what else do you believe in? You know, does that make you less skeptical as a person? What, you know, when it comes to UFOs or people moving objects with your mind or ghosts,
right?
You know, I'm wondering, man, what are your beliefs when it comes to all that stuff?
I was just thinking, I wish I could like pick up my laundry and move it to the laundromat with my mind. I guess, you know, I feel there's so much room for so much in this world, and I think those things are real and they exist, and I think each of us is drawn to a different path and drawn to a different way of seeing things. I think for me, working the way I work and having worked as a therapist, that for me it's really about how I move in the world spiritually. And I for one can't believe that we're the only planet that has sentient life forms. You know, I absolutely believe there's got to be more than this here.
I agree. Yeah.
I believe there were UFOs. You know, I believe we have been visited, and I think, you know, I don't spend time reading about that sort of thing, but I believe in it, and I think it has happened, and I think it's been hushed up for whatever reasons. I think our planet is of great curiosity and perhaps despair a lot of the time to other beings that watch us, who maybe we hope are more evolved in some ways than we are. I mean, I feel like Earth's a schoolhouse, you know, so these doors that open, like Machu Picchu or the, you know, Stonehenge, all these vortex. I think there's so many mysteries and such complexity here that, you know, Mount Shasta, when I have visited up in Redding, I mean, it's so magical up there. Do I think Lemurians live in that mountain? I don't know. Maybe they do. You know, why not?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's definitely what we're doing on our show, is asking these questions and enjoying the answers. So as a scary movie guy, I have my scary movie questions to put out to you. Are there, when in mediumship, one is communicating with somebody who has passed, are there entities out there that were never alive, that solely exist on that plane? Like, some might call them angels, demons, some might call them just other worldly beings.
Right.
Are there those things?
Yeah, you know, so when I was learning to do readings, I came home one day after a teaching session with my friend Jan, and I called her up about an hour later, and I was having, and I don't get headaches, and I had a splitting headache. And I said, this has to be connected to, the work we did today. She was teaching me and another woman how to work with our gifts. And so she said, let's check it out. So we both went into our little thingy. And she felt that there were entities, in air quotes, that had sort of come. There was an opening when we were doing our work, reading each other, me and this woman that were learning, and that these beings, for want of a better term, had come through and attached themselves to me. And so she helped me clear it by putting, you know, asking that golden light, you know, surround me, and that we just let go of it, and that I tell them there's no space in my field. And the headache went away instantly. And, you know, I was very new to this at that point. This was a long time ago. And I'm very aware that there probably are entities that are malevolent, and there probably are energies like that. I also think sometimes when people cross over, they're not at rest, and that's different than an entity that is sort of looking for. Like, Ouija boards to me are really dark, and from what I understand, they open the door to that kind of thing.
So would you have warnings to somebody going into this to stay away from? Because I have a list here of some, you know, we're coming, this flew by quickly, and I really appreciate it.
But, you know, of different types of, you know, physical mediumship, which would have been like levitations and direct voices, ectoplasm and stuff like that. And mental mediumship, which is from what it seems like what you do in clairvoyance. You know, an automatic writing and what is it, scrying, which is using like a crystal ball.
Looking in water or something, yeah.
Right, or a mirror, water, yeah. Digital recordings and back maskings, tarot. Are there any of these things that you would warn a person against?
Well, Ouija boards certainly are the top of my list about that. I really think that from what I've read and from what I understand, I mean, my mother would do the Ouija board. My father kept buying them for her and she kept throwing them at them. And my mother was a very funny woman. And one day, you know, we were playing with it. And, you know, my older brother asked if he could have a career in TV. And the Ouija board spelled out, yeah, getting up to turn on the television set on and off or something. You know, we all started cracking up laughing. But it didn't feel like my mother. It really, I mean, we could feel the planchette moving, you know. I think people have to be aware that this isn't a game. You know, I think that there's a sacredness to a lot of this. And I think it's great to buy a tarot deck and learn and see if you have intuitive gifts. But you also have to be aware that you don't want to mess with things. And if you start to feel weird after either being trained by people or figuring out how to work with your gifts and suddenly you don't feel right or something feels really off, then you ought to consult with somebody. My biggest bugaboo actually is people who rip people off for readings and tell them to come back so that they can clear dark energy and just bring me a few thousand dollars.
I would say that would be the case in practically every service industry, would be my bugaboo, the word you used. Well, Suzanne, I really appreciate you coming on the show. We're coming up on the end here, so I'd like to put out your information again so that people can find you. It's envelopesofgod.com.
Yes, that's the website, and my email is envelopesofgod@gmail.com.
All
and
right.
I'm here in the Oakland Bay area.
Well, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we really learned a lot. Thank you very much for coming through
in
a pinch.
It's been a lot of fun.
And I hope to talk to you again.
Okay. Bye, Chauncey. Bye, Sean.
Bye.
Bye.
Be the whole temporary bolt. I know when you're not there, but sometimes dance on and on, on the sky awaits you. When I fall, shiver like glass, a wire hand, like the weight of the ocean, when you carry me along, when I see the battle shatter. Glow of those three cities. Oh, that's enough. If you always
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. President Trump in Louisville, Kentucky, just wrapping up a speech to a crowd of thousands. Among hot topics, a reminder that he's working on new executive actions aimed at helping revive coal mines and to renegotiate trade deals. And a roar from the crowd when he promised our Second Amendment will be safe. And in Washington today, President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court wrapped up his first day of confirmation hearings.
The first day was all about opening statements, both from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and from the nominee himself. Judge Neil Gorsuch told the committee his record shows him to be a fair and open-minded jurist.
My decisions have never reflected a judgment about the people before me, only a judgment about the law and the facts at issue.